Hello, this is Father Randy Sly with another installment of Day by Day, where each day we take a look at a reading from Holy Scripture found in the Daily Mass. And today is Friday of the fourth week of Easter. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Paul came to Antioch in Pisidia, he said in the synagogue, "My brothers, children of the family of Abraham and those others among you who are God-fearing, to us this word of salvation has been sent. The inhabitants of Jerusalem and their leaders failed to recognize him, and by condemning him, they fulfilled the oracles of the prophets that are read Sabbath after Sabbath. For even though they found no grounds for a death sentence, they asked Pilate to have him put to death. And when they had accomplished all that was written about him, they took him down from the tree and placed him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead, and for many days he appeared to those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. These are now his witnesses before the people. We ourselves are proclaiming this good news to you, that what God promised our ancestors, he has brought to fulfillment for us, their children, by raising up Jesus, as it is written in the second Psalm, 'You are my son, this day I have begotten you.'" The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, we're making a bit of a jump here. We were in Cyprus when we left yesterday, and of course the Feast of St. Mark removed us from one whole section of Acts. So just to kind of fill you in, that they went to Cyprus, and of course they ministered there on the island. They were in Salamis, and then they traveled across Cyprus and went to Paphos. So in Paphos, it's another port city on the island of Cyprus. They boarded another ship, went north on the Mediterranean Sea, and landed in Perga in Pamphylia, in Pamphylia, which is a part of Asia Minor, probably just a little west of the central part of Asia Minor. And in Perga, they began their land journey, and they went north up to Antioch in Pisidia. So that is to kind of clarify, there's the Antioch where the home church was, which is in Syria, and this is Antioch in Pisidia. So he's arrived there in Antioch, and he begins to speak to the synagogue. And we're picking it up about midpoint through his address to the Jewish people in the synagogue in Antioch. And he began by talking about the original early part of the Old Covenant, back to the Israelites and others, their slavery in Egypt, and after 40 years, their return. He went 40 years back up into Israel and established there the ministry and the work of the Israelites. And then he talks about David. He talks about David being the king, of the Jews at that point. And he begins to focus on the fact that David had a promise given to him that his successor would always be on the throne. And this is how he transitions to talk about Jesus Christ, who is in the line of David. And he goes to John the Baptist as the link, because John the Baptist was the one that was proclaiming that this Messiah, this offshoot, this follower, successor to David, would be the Messiah, and he has now come into the world. I'm not able to even tie his sandals on his feet. Now, today's reading, Paul shifts into what happened to Jesus. And he talked about the fact that even though there was no reason for it, that the Jewish leaders at that point had him condemned to death. But that this again went back to the Old Testament, went back to the promises made, and he began to show how all of the prophets and other writings of the Old Testament were speaking of a Messiah who would have would suffer and would die, and again would be raised again. And so he begins to talk about how Jesus is the fulfillment of all that. And they said they took him down from the tree or from the cross, placed him in a tomb, but God raised him from the dead. And for many days he appeared to those who would come with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, talking about the apostles and the apostolic company that was also with them. And he says, these are now his witnesses. These are life, these are alive witnesses. They are not just people from the past, but today there are people living in Jerusalem that were a part of Jesus' resurrection and knew him, walked with him, and experienced him when he was raised from the dead. And so he says, we're now proclaiming this good news to you. And they're beginning to invite them to come in to a relationship with Jesus Christ. Again, going back to the Old Testament for the synagogue group and saying, from the second Psalm, you are my son, this day I have begotten you. And so what we have here today is kind of a taste of the message that Paul, he's now being called Paul, that shift in Cyprus. Luke began writing about Saul, but later on then just said, but Saul, also known as Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit. From that point on, it's going to be Paul through the whole thing. So here, Paul has given them an invitation to a personal relationship with this one who has been raised from the dead. So may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. One of the things that I think about a lot when we read the book of Acts is how in the world do you communicate a gospel to people who have no reference point, or no reference point that where they would understand who Jesus is? Because that is something that we see going on in our world today, is again trying to communicate the faith that we have in our hearts with the faith that we want them to embrace as well, to be followers, disciples of Jesus Christ. And it seems that we have here with Paul some good wisdom. He began where the synagogue people were. They're synagogue people. They're oriented to the Old Testament, to the Old Covenant, to the teachings of the law and the prophets. So he meets them where they are and then begins to take them where they need to go in order to understand the work and power of the gospel through the resurrected Jesus. And so today, you know, it'd be interesting to see how that can be applied to life. What is a common thread? What is something that we have and can see going on in the lives of people? It may not be a historic connection to the Old Testament. In fact, many people today are totally and completely ignorant of the Scriptures. So we may have to believe at another place or begin in another place, maybe beginning with the tensions in the world and the upheaval and all that is going on. And the same thing was happening in the days of Jesus, but there was one who came that wanted to bring peace in the midst of the storm, a peace that passes understanding, and begin to talk about how Jesus brought a revolutionary message to a world that was in turmoil. There are just so many ways that we can talk about Jesus, beginning with where the people are, and taking them to where we want them to go in understanding the work and the power of the Lord. So may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.